Okay, today's daf is Brachas Daf Dalet. Brachas Daf Dalet. Just 2 points before we start. Number one, I want to again thank everyone for those who came on Thursday night. It was really a beautiful, a special evening and a tremendous Hakar Zatov, so that we were able to finally able to meet to many of you. And Be'ez Hashem, we should be zocha to spend many more hours and have many forums to share Torah together. Number two, as mentioned, as of now, the DAF is still on Project Sinai. As we work on the technology, Be'ez Hashem, it will be also offered eventually, exclusively on the OU website, OU.org. But for now, we're still on Project Sinai. Hopefully, over the next couple of days, we'll be able to also be on OU as we make the transition. And these 2 months shiurim, Av and Elul, as we mentioned the other night, are sponsored by the Orlinsky family, Lizecha Nishvas Menachem Yitzchak Orlinsky, by his entire family. Okay, let's start with Gimel Amud Beis. As you already have seen, these dafim and brachas are jam-packed. Just gotta fit in as much as we can in the time allotted. We'll start a couple of lines up on Gimel Amud Beis. David Simana Havaleh. Right, it's answering the question. The Gemara asked the question, how is it possible that David HaMelech and Moshe Rabbeinu each dealt with Chatzos HaLaila? David HaMelech, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ka Chatzos HaLaila. Moshe Rabbeinu says, about Chatzos, repeating what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that's when Makas Bacharos is going to take place. Mashenki and David HaMelech, David knew more than Moshe Rabbeinu. David was exact, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't exact. So about 10 lines up from the bottom, the Gemara says, answer number one, the Gemara is going to have three answers. Answer number one, what's the difference between David and Moshe? David Simon Avalei, David had an alarm clock. It's not the same as Moshe. David had an alarm clock. It's not like Moshe inherently was inferior. Damar v'achar bar bizna, amar v'shirinu chasida. Kinar ayitali l'malam imitaso shel David. There was a harp that was held above David's bed. V'kiven shigia chatzos laila. And once chatzos laila came, baruch tzfonis v'nosheves bo, a northern wind came and started playing the harp. U'menagin me'elup. And it started playing. So David woke up. One of the origins of the alarm clock, right here. Miyad haya omeid va'osik batorah achiyal ala modashachar. And once David heard that harp, he jumped out of bed, yiskaber ka'ari, and he started learning until dawn. When did he go to sleep? He didn't go to sleep too much before Chatzos, but he woke up at Chatzos. Kivan sha'ala modashachar, and once modashachar came, on the days that it was needed, not every day this occurred, but on the days that it was needed, nichlizu chakwi yisrael etzlo, the chachamim came to him, and amrullah, they said to him, Aduneinu hamelech, Amcha Yisrael Tzrichin Parnasa. David HaMelech, there are many people that need food, they need Parnasa. Amar Lahem, he says, what are you bothering me for? L'chuv is Parnasu Zemizeh, you know, make do. Let the rich feed the poor, let everybody make do, that's what life's about. Amar Lahem, they say, no, it's still not enough. Ein HaKometz Masbia Es Ha'ari, literally a kometz, a little amount of kometz, doesn't satisfy the lion. Vein HaBor Mismale Mechul Yaso. Couple of pshatim, what this means, we'll go with Rashi. When you dig a hole and you take the dirt out and you have the pile of dirt next to the hole, when you try to put it back in, it never becomes even again. It's never enough to exactly be mashlim. So it's to Mishalim, not in Marshall, he talks about why too, but it's not enough. You know, it's not enough from within. We need from without. So Amar Lahem, he says, okay, lechu pishtu yideichem bigdud. Go and get the army together and try to do some conquering, and in that way, be able to get some spoils in order to support Klal Yisrael. So miyad, immediately, what did they do? They had the green light from David HaMelech, Yoatzim b'Achitofel, v'nimlachin b'Sanhedrin. They go to ask Achitofel, who at that point was David's advisor, v'nimlachin b'Sanhedrin, they went to ask the Sanhedrin, v'sholin b'urmetumim, and then they also asked the Urim and Tumim. What are all these for? Achitofel was a general. So they went to ask him strategy. Why'd they have to go to the Sanhedrin for? Interesting Rashi. Nimlachin b'Sanhedrin. Notlin mehem reshus kidei sheyispalalu alehem. They went to ask reshus so that the Sanhedrin would daven for them. First of all, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Rashi. Where does the Mishnah Berurah quote this Rashi? The Mishnah Berurah quotes it in Simin Kuf Yud Siv Chav Ches. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the minhag of before you go on a journey to go ask the Chachamim, you know, just wish me a good trip. Wish me a good trip. Give me a Tfilas Haderech. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it in Kuf Yud in the Simin on Tfilas Haderech, or Tfilas Haderech and Simin Kuf Yud in Shulchan Aruch. But so on the Halach and the Shulchan Aruch of the Maharami Rutenberg. Maharami Rutenberg was one of the first ones. It was his Derech. The Rebbe of the Rush, so he always used to try to be choshesh for both shittos. That was one of the original earliest sources that we have. Oh, you have machlokes? Let's try to do both. Let's try to see if we can come up with a compromise to try to be choshes for both shitas. So he's the one that some are makbid for to say tilos adarach dafka right next to a bracha. Just in case, it's a needs a bracha, smucha lechavrta, and it starts off with the hiratzon, you need a bracha ta. So that's why there's a Maram Mirenberg, quoting Shulchan Aruch. Maram Mirenberg, she yosi laderach bavoker, haya omer achar hiratzon, kadeh lahasmicha lebrechas agomal chasadim. Right after bracha lechachar, he put in tefillah lederach. The question is, did he say it before he left? Was he davening? Did he say bracha lechachar on the way? Okay, whatever it is, that's the Shulchan Aruch. So there, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in Siv Chavches, no hagin. According from the earlier Achronim, Noagin Lito Rishus Mehagdolim Umisbarachim Kishahochim Baderach. You're taking a trip, you go get a bracha from a gadol. V'yeshmach Mimasha Amru Chazal Nimlachin B'Sanhedrin. Upirish Rashi. This is all the Mishnah Berurah talking. Very unusual. Pirish Rashi Nala Rishus Kadeshi Yispal Olam. Rashi doesn't even say where it is. Because come on, bracha Daf Dalet. You got to know that Daf Gimel. So Rashi doesn't even see where the Rashi is. Second Daf and Shas. But that's the Rashi right here in the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chavches. But that's Nimlachin B'Sanhedrin. If you look in the Margolius Hayam in Sanhedrin, this Gemara also comes up there. See on the side. Remember the first mission in Sanhedrin discusses how many judges do you need to go out to war. So the Gemara there discusses that for certain types of wars, the Gemara is b'chad between Melchemes Rishus, Melchemes Mitzvah. Melchemes Rishus, you have to ask Rishus. Melchemes Mitzvah, you just go out. So the Margolius Hayam deals with what is David HaMelech saying here? Pishu Dechem Bigdud? Go fight? What do you have to get? Nimlachin B'Sanhedrin? So the way he asked it is that, what, you only go into the Sanhedrin to ask Rishus to Davin? What about, you have to ask Me'ikar Adin, you have to go to the Sanhedrin. The Mishnah says, first Mishnah Sanhedrin, Daf Beis. So not just that, she's Paolo Aleim. Me'ikar Adin, so he says it must be that it wasn't a Melchemes Mitzvah. It was just that, you know, they were going for self-defense, he suggests. They were going just to increase the booty for Klal Yisrael, for the public coffers, because you need to support Klal Yisrael. So he suggests a discussion in Sanhedrin Daf Tezayin, exactly how does this Rashi work with the fact that you have Me'ikar Adin, you have to go ask the Sanhedrin. Okay, we continue. So, Yerachitofel, the Sanhedrin, and the Urim Tumim. Amr of Yosef Mikra, what pasuk alludes to the fact that you have to go ask all three? So the pasuk says, V'yachari Achitofel, v'nayo ben Yehoyada, v'ev Yasar, v'sar tzvo, l'melach Yoav. That's the pasuk. So we're going to darshan every person in this pasuk. Achitofel, the Yoetz. Achitofel is the advisor. V'kachu omer, v'atzas Achitofel, asher yoetz, v'yam lahem, kasher yishal b'dvar ha'elokim. Right? He gave advice. He gave etzes. V'nayo ben Yehoyada, zu Sanhedrin. He was the avbezdins. That's an allusion to the Sanhedrin. V'ev Yasar, elu urmetumim. Ev Yasar, who was the Kohen, is the Ur-Mitumim. That alludes to the urmetumim. V'cheinu omer, v'nayo ben Yehoyada, ala kresi v'ala plesi. The urmetumim is also called the kresi and the plesi. Rav Yonis and Ivishis is svarim on Shulchan Aruch. One of them is called the crazy places. One of them is called the Urim Tumim, the crazy and the Tumim. That's the Rav Yosef and Ibishitz. But those are the two names for the Urim. Well, the I'm not going to say what it is, but for now, let's say it was the item that lit up in the Choshen of the Kohen Gadol. That's how we usually understand it. V'lama Nikra Shmam crazy places. Why is it called that? Crazy shekarsim devrehem. Crazy, it's kores. It gives definitive answers. The words cut. Karsim devrayim, placey shem muflaim bedevrayim. It's wondrous in its words. It gives amazing answers. Muflaim bedevrayim. V'yachakach tzad tzval lemelach yoav. And then the pasuk ends off. Then you deal with the king. Stop there for a minute. I think we discussed in a parsha here a couple of years ago. First the sheet of the Ramban. That's the more well known sheet. The Ramban writes, what exactly is the Urim Tumim? So we're kind of brainwashed by the Ramban. The Urim Tumim, we usually assume it's a shem Hashem, some type of klaf. Of Shem Hashem that's put inside the fold of the Choshen, of the Kohen Gadol, and that somehow gives power to the letters on the Choshen to light up. That's what the Ramban says of Parshas Tetzaveh. That's what many assume. And that's why the Ramban points out, based on Chazal, that if you have all the Shvatim on the Choshen, that's not all the letters. Not every letter of the Aleph Beis is in the Shvatim's names. That's why you need a couple of, there's no tests. Right, I think Tess is one of the letters. Is there a Tzadi? I think those are two of the letters that they're not in the Shvatim. If you just have the Shvatim, if you need an answer with a Tess or a Tzadi, it's not going to be there. So that's why the Chazal say there was also Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov were on the Choshen, all split up equally, and Shiftei Ka, Shiftei Yeshurun. I think it's Shiftei Yeshurun. But that's also was written above the Shvatim and above the Question, was there an animal on it? Was there a simen on it? Other pictures, the Netziv discusses in Tetzaveh. Were there pictures? Like, was there a snake on Dan? Was there a deer on Naphtali? But either way, that is the Ramban Shita, that the Urim Tumim was this item that was put into and the letters lit up, and it was up to the Kohen Gadol to decipher and put in order all of the letters. And that's what the Vilna Gaon says, the beginning of Sefer Shmuel, where Eli made the mistake, thinking that Chana was drunk. He put the letters, and he thought that it said Shikara, and really it said Kisara, or Kishera. That was his mistake, because he misread the letters, he put them together in the wrong way. But that is the Ramban. I think 2 years ago he mentioned in a Parsha Shir, the Ksava Kabbalah points out, on the Pasuk at the Tetzave, that if you look in the Rambam, there's never a mention that the Urim V'Tumim is a separate item. If you look in the Torah does not mention, you shall make the Urim V'Tumim. It doesn't say that, it says you have to make every one of the eight Begadim. Urim V'Tumim is not on that list. The Choshen is there, the Ephod is there. Doesn't say it anywhere. So the Ksava Kabbalah suggests that the Urim V'Tumim is the Choshen. It's not a separate item that was put in. You got to figure out how that works with the Gemara that says they were the second base of English was missing the Urim V'Tumim. You can't be missing one of the Begadim, or else the Kohen Gadol couldn't do the Avoda. So the Gemara says in Yuma that one of the differences between the first and the second base of English was no Urim V'Tumim. It's got to work that out. But either way, that is an important. If it's true, that's a machlokas. Rambam and the Ramban. What were the Urim V'Tumim? What is that? There was something that gave answers to Klal Yisrael for certain types of questions. Again, another big topic. You know, what types of questions were you allowed to ask the Urim V'Tumim? But either way, that is Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, fifth line. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Ada va'amila Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Rav Idi. Mikra. This is all the first answer. Remember, what's the difference between Moshe and David? David had an alarm clock. He had the kinor. Where is this alluded to that the kinor woke up David HaMelech every day by Chatzos? Mikra, the pasuk says in Tehillim, Ura kvodi, ura hinavel v'chinor, a'ira shachar. I'm going to wake up the morning. So you know, David HaMelech woke up earlier. He was the one that was ma'orer. He woke up the morning. The morning did not wake him up. That is all answer number one. Answer number two, Rabbi Zeira Amar. See, Rebbe Zeira. This is after he went to Eretz Yisrael. Beforehand, he had been Rav Zeira, and then after he went to Eretz Yisrael and got Smicha, he became Rebbe Zeira. Rebbe Zeira Omer. Moshe Lola Mavayada. Moshe knew exactly when Chatzos was. He knew exactly, even though it says Kachatzos, he knew exactly when Chatzos was. The David Nami Avayada, they both knew. Vikiva said they asked two questions. Why did David need the alarm clock? And why did Moshe say Kachatzos, if they both knew? Kivan the David Avayada Kinar Lamalei. Why did he need the alarm clock if he knew? Le'is our Urei Mishinsei. Even he needed a little chizuk to wake him up. He was in bed. He knew when Chatzos was. But, you know, needed a little. Maybe he didn't go to sleep until half an hour ago. As we'll see what type of sleep David HaMelech. Yesterday. We had on yesterday's daf, right? Like a source, like a Nimin or Nim Tivol Otir. He didn't sleep too much. So sometimes when you just like, have with the doze for a second. Okay, so even David HaMelech, let's Urim Mishinasei. But given the Moshe Avayada Lamalila Meimar Kachatzos, so the other side, once if Moshe knew exactly, why does he say, Kachatzos Alayla Niyosei Betok Mitzrayim? So the Gemara answers, Moshe Kasavar Shemeyitu Atz Itz Tagnine Paro. Moshe thought that the advisors and astrologers of Paro were going to make a mistake. The Yomer Moshe Badayu. They'll think that even though they didn't have the radio to know at the beep will be exactly 12 o'clock. Right? They're not going to have that. So it's going to be mamish exactly 12 o'clock. But they're going to think it's 12:01. Their watches aren't going to be set properly. They're going to think it's 12:01. And all the firstborns are going to die at 12:01. They're going to say, oh, Moshe, you said it was going to be at 12. 12:01, you're a faker. Right? Therefore, Moshe didn't want to take any chances. He said, it's going to happen about Chatzos. It's going to happen exactly at Chatzos. But he just says kachatzos because he doesn't want to leave open room for them to think it's a fake. The Amar Ma, as we know from Maseches Derech Eretz, one of the little Masechtas at the end of Seder Nezikin, see it's quoted on the side, Derech Eretz Uta, Lamei L'shon Cholomar Eini Yodea. We should always be accustomed to say, I don't know everything. Eini Yodea, I'm not sure. Shema Tispad V'Tochas, maybe you'll be caught by someone else if I say something, And then I'll be trapped. It's always good sometimes to say, I don't know. If you look for a moment on Daf Chafhei Mabez, there's a long Gilyon Hashas. Rashi there says, in one context, Lo Yadati. I don't know something. So Rabbi Kiva Eger there in the Gilyon Hashas quotes 30 places in Shas where Rashi says, I don't know. Right here, the big Gilyon Hashas on Chafei Amabes. So Lami Lashoncha, Rashi was able to say it also. All the Bali Musar pick up on this Gemara and say it's unbelievable. If all the firstborns would have died at the exact same moment, but it would have happened at 12:01. 12:01, but they all would have died. Moshe, you said it was going to happen at 12. What a faker. Oh, what a joke. What a coincidence. Isn't that amazing? All the firstborns died at 12:01. Couldn't have been Moshe. You know, Moshe said it was going to happen at 12. It just shows us that when somebody does not want to believe, it's not a question of, you know, if I would see a miracle. No, there's a major miracle. Right? The Ramban writes this also in Bashaf. Ramban says, imagine the Mitzrayim. They're chasing after Klal Yisrael. The Makas had just happened a few days earlier. And all of a sudden, they see fire and a cloud, and all of a sudden it moves away. And all of a sudden, they witness Kriyas Yamsuf. They see the Jews crossing the Yamsuf. And what do? Hey guys, let's go! The rest says they're on bond. That's unbelievable. That they, it's an amazing pasuk. They went to chase after them as if they, oh, what a strong tide today! Wow, what an amazing, very strong today. But when somebody doesn't want to believe, that's this gemara. Kachatzos halayla. It would have led them. All died at the same moment. Unbelievable. The Bnei Yeshua picks up on this also. He gives another pshat by just reading his question. Bnei Yeshua says, I could find it for a minute. The Bnei Yeshua says, actually, we'll, it's the other one, 1 second. L'chora k'mo zar nechshav, sheba'osa shasha yinesunim batzara, v'aysat tzaka gadol b'mitzrayim k'mo lo ha'isa, v'im b'aytar ein shamis, eich yasimu libam lahabit achar Moshe, u'ladaktik acharav, u'lirigom yivchanu l'tovso b'shakran b'rega k'meimrei. It's amazing. So he tries to give a different shot exactly what Moshe was trying to do. Either way, he points out that that question that the Bali Musar pick up on. Okay, there's more to say here, but we'll continue for now. Says the Gemara, first wide line. Ravashi Amar. Ravashi says a third answer. What does it mean? Moshe Rabbeinu said kachatzos. Really, Moshe knew and David knew. So the question is, why did Moshe say kachatzos? You have to add in. Moshe was talking to them the night before. It was the night of Bedikas Chametz. It was the night before Pesach. And Moshe was saying to them, "Bahachi kamar Moshe li Yisrael. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, l'machar kachatzos halayla ki ha'idna ani yosei b'zach Mitzrayim." You see what time it is at this moment? Exactly at this moment tomorrow? Kachatzos, like this moment tomorrow? That's when it's going to happen. So it's not about, because Moshe's kapira get to what the chatzos is right now. Chatzos, like this moment right now, that's what's going to happen tomorrow. Right? Similar to what the Malachim told Avraham Avinu. Right? When the sun hits this spot, you know, next year, right, Pesach, that's when you're going to have a baby. Bar is going to start, right? Whenever it says kid, sometimes it's comparing to what the time is now. So too, that's the third answer Ravashi gives to Ani Yosei B'Zach Mitzrayim, what it means, kachatzos. Good. Third line. L'David, shomra nafshi ki chasid ani. See, this has to do with zmanim of mourning, what people do in the morning. We're talking about Kriyashma. David says, guard my soul because I am pious. Ki chasid ani. Levi v'Rabbi Yitzchak. What does this mean? Chad Amar, first opinion. Kach Amar, Dabav Ne'akadosh Baruch Hu. David says to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, lo chasid ani, give me some credit, please. Well, Chazani, again, the Maritz Chais here says he's not being a Balgaiva, Chas V'Shalom. He's just acknowledging, because he's saying how great it is to be an Oved Hashem, and sometimes it's this is what my life is full of. Lo chasidani, aren't I pious? Shekol malchim, mizrachu, mayrav, yishenim at shalashos. The kings of the east and the west, they sleep the whole morning until past the third hour. V'ani, chatzos laila, kum lahodos lecha. Right, I get up in the chatzos to praise you. So David HaMelech said, that's the connection to the previous Gemara, because we had the harp Gemara. So David HaMelech says, I wake up in the morning, the Idach, and the other opinion says differently. This is what David says in front of Hashem. Ribbono Shel Olam, lo chasid ani, give me some credit. Shekol malchi mizrach yoshvim agudos agudos bechvodam. Forget that they wake up late. What do they do when they wake up? They just sit and schmooze. Agudos agudos bechvodam. They sit around and they talk. That's what they do with their lives. So that's the focus. The ani, what do I do? Yadai melechlachos bedam ubashir bashilya. I sit there, my hands are wet and dirty with blood of a woman and the afterbirths and placentas. Ketelatari shalabaila. Because I'm trying to be metari shalabaila. I'm busy learning it. Paskin Hilchas Nida. says, that's what I spend my life doing. And they're sitting and schmoozing about nothingness. And I'm sitting and I'm being Matar Isha Labaila. Even though this is an Agadata, there are two very important halachos that are learned out from this line. You read this line, like, okay, wonderful. You've learned this graphic line of David HaMelech. Number one, there's a sheet of the Bach that we don't hold of. We mentioned it in Maseches Nida. The Bach holds that when a Rav gets a Shail Amara, he has to wait till it dries to Paskin. So the Bach holds. The Chumra the Bach. The Taz quotes this Chumra of his father-in-law, the Bach, and he argues on him. And he says, no, you don't have to wait till it dries. There are other Gemaras that see the Seikah Paskin right away, but the Torah says Shlomim on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, and Chanukas Nidav quotes this Gemara as a raya against the Bach. My hands are wet. They're wet. It doesn't sound like it's you're waiting. So he said, the Torah says, this is in Kuf Peches Gimel, Kasav Bach. This is the Torah says Shlomim, quoting the Bach. Kishiyavo Mari Yarek Velavon, Lefneh Moreb, Odo Lach, Lo Yorebo. You gotta wait till it dries because maybe it's gonna change color. Ashi is yabesh. Maybe you'll find a little red on the edges. We don't pass in that way. The Taz and the Shach both argue. If a posek wants to wait, he could wait. Sometimes if you get a shiloh, sometimes the Rav will say, you know what, it's nighttime, I want to look at this in the sun. I don't want to paskin yet, because things always look better in the sun. At nighttime, under lights, it's something, if it looks good, so paskin tar and then throw it out. But if it looks bad, sometimes the posek will say, you know what, I'm going to call you back in the morning. So why I want to wait? So he can wait. But he doesn't have to wait. The Bach says you have to wait if it's not dry. The Kasva, the Taz, there's quotes that the Bach and the Shachar and the Taz, right here on top, are Yain Ogen Kane. The Kenerli Raya, Mehad the Isarish Perakama de Brachas. Amar David Amelach, Lachasanani, Vyodam Luchlochos. Number one, that's one halacha that you learn out from this Agadic line. The other halacha that Nodav Yehuda points out. Nodav Yehuda says that this is, Hilchas Nida is one of the few areas in Halacha which is weighted with Taher. Most of the time we get an area, objective. Is this kosher or treif? We've got to figure it out, objective standard, and whatever the answer is. Hilchas Nida is one of the few areas in Halacha where we try our best to matir, to get the husband and the wife back together. It's not just objective. We'll bend over backwards and go ask another Rav and do whatever we can to be able to be Matarisha to get the husband and the wife back together. And that should be Muteres. That would be who this Medayi get from this line. What did David HaMelech say? I'm busy trying to figure out what the Halacha is. He doesn't say that. He says, I'm trying to figure out Kedei Latarisha Labayla. That's the goal. No, the Behuda says. It's not Kedei Liros Im Tara Tame. Latarisha Labayla, it's no the Behuda's Diak on this Gemara. Good. So that's what this Shita says. David says, I'm a chassid. Right, I'm busy. I'm busy all day. Tarish Labayla. Velo Ode. And not only that. Ela komash ani ose ani nimlach but mipi boshes Rebbe. But not only that, but everything I do, I ask my Rebbe. I don't pass it on my own. I go ask my Rebbe, mipi boshes. V'yomer lo, mipi boshes Rebbe. Yafe danti. Did I judge correctly? Yafe chiyafti. Yafe zachisi. That I'm, or was I mechayev? Was I mezakeh? Acquit? Yafet tiharti? Yafet timesi? Tommy tar? Right? Did I do everything correctly? V'lo boshti? And I did not. I was not embarrassed. Amr of Yeshua, brother of Edi, my crow. What's the pasuk that alludes to this? That this is appropriate behavior? V'yadabra be'ed dvosecha negan malachim below evosh. I'll speak my wisdoms and my edus in front of kings. I'm not going to be embarrassed. I'm not going to be embarrassed. The first simon in Shulchan Aruch, the Torah writes that we can't be embarrassed when we're following halacha. That's the first simon. Simon Aleph and Arachayim. The Torah, the Shulchan Aruch quotes a little bit also. If we're doing the right thing, not to cause us to have undue, you know, focus. That's yuhara. But as long as I'm doing a mitzvah, if I'm doing a mitzvah, I can't be embarrassed about it. And we have to not be worried about the maligim. Right? We learned that from David HaMelech. There's an interesting Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon in Aderes Eliyahu, in Parsha Shoftim, writes, on the pasuk, we're going to read it in a few weeks in Parsha Shoftim, Bein Dam Ladan, Bein Dim Ladin, Bein Nega Lanega. Pasuk, the beginning of Shoftim. So the Gra says that all of Halacha are split up into three categories. All Halacha. Tum and Tara, Isser Veheter, and Dinim Ominous. That's the Gra. All of Torah. Every Halacha question can be split up into, it's a Tum or Tara Shiloh. We don't have to get too many of those today, but Halavai. And Chayiv Pater, Dinim Ominous. Or Aser Mutter. Basically, everything can fit up into those three categories. That's Bein Dam Ladam, That's Isra Beheter, Damnida Ladamnad, Ben Din Ladin, Zinim Amanis, and Ben Negalanega is Tumintara. That's the Vilna Gaon on those three. So I saw the Rishash here, it makes the Ha'ara. What did David HaMelech say? Yafechiyafti Yafezachisi, that's Zinim Amanis. Yafetiyati Yafetimesi, that's Tumintara. What happened to Isra Beheter? Where's the three? There's three areas of Halacha. Where's the third? So the Rishash here says it's included in Tumah and Tahara. Why? Because kosher and non-kosher animals in the Torah are called Tahar animals and Tumah animals. So Asur and Mutter could also be included in Tumah and Tahar. That's what he says really could fit in. It's a Nechlal in that. That's the Rishash Sahara right here. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Tana, right in the middle. Lo mi pi boshe shmo ella Ish Boshes Shmo. That's our Girsa. Not Mipi Boshes, but Ish Boshes. You know Ish Boshes from the Tanakh. You see on the side, Tosfos and Yevamos Daf Ayin Tes, who think Rabbeinu Tam thinks the Girsa here should be Ish Baal Shmo. Not Ish Boshes, but Ish Baal Shmo. The Mepharshim point, yeah, there's two days. The Marsha here says, who is this Mipi Boshes? Is this Mipi Boshes the one in the Tanakh, the son of Shaul? Or there was another person who was the son of Yonasan, the grandson of Shaul. So the question exactly, is this the Mipi Boshes from Tanakh or someone else? You look at the Marsha here, he has the discussion of it. No, not Baal de Avodah Zarah. There was somebody else named Baal Shemo, Ish Baal Shemo. If you look there, in the Torah, Rabbeinu Tam assumes that it was not Mipi Boshes, the son of Shaul. Either way, or somebody else. El Ish Boshes Shmo. V'lam Anikra Shom Mipi Boshes. Why was he called that? Shoyim Mevayish Pnei David Ba'alacha. He was so smart that when he gave a shiur, David was like, he turned red from like, wow, look how much this person knows. He felt so meek. Lefichach Zacha David Yatsamino Kilov. And because of that meekness, that feeling, David was Zocha to have Kilov come from him. Who was Kilov? Remember? He was one of the four people that never sinned. The Gemara in Bava Basra and in Shabbos, Kilov, Amram, Yishai, and Binyamin. The four people that never sinned, Kilov was always the non-unfamous one. The least, the other three are more, but Kilov, the son of David HaMelech, he was one of the four people that the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, I think Nun Beis, that he never sinned. Good. The Amar of Yochanan, the Gemara continues, Lo Kilov Shmo, Elo Daniel Shmo. Really, Kilov wasn't his name, Elo Daniel was his name. V'lo Manikra Shmo, Kilov, Shoyim Machlim, Panim Bipi Boshes Ba'alacha. Because he was Machlim, he was so great, that he was Machlim, Mipi Boshes Ba'alacha. V'olav, Amar Shlomo, B'chach Maso. And that's why, meaning his father's Rebbe, so to speak, Mipi Boshes. Follow up, and about him, Shlomo said, in his Chachma, in Mishlei, Bini, im Chacham Libcha, Yismach Libi Gam Ani. Right, if you are a Chacham, then my heart is going to be happy. V'omer Chacham Bini, v'samach Libi, v'ashiva Charfi, Davar, period. Ask the Gemara what you might have been bothered by, v'david mikar l'nafshi chassid. Is this really appropriate for David HaMelech to ask for a pat on the back? Hashem, lo chassid ani. Machassid, does David HaMelech really do that? We're talking about David HaMelech. Ani tolas velo ish, David says in Tehillim. Right, he's saying, give me a little pat on the back. Ve'aksiv, the Pasuk says, at the end of L'David Hashem Ori. Right, we're in Yana Diomar, Shloshim Yom Lefnei L'David Hashem Ori. Lulei Hamati L'Ros B'Tuv Hashem Be'eretz Chayim. Right, I wish I could be in the Eretz Chayim. V'tanim Yishmei Derab Yossi, Lama Nakud Al Lulei. The word Lulei has dots on top of it in the Tehillim. Why? Amar David, Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribbono Shel Olam, Muftach Ani B'char Sh'ata Mishalim Schar Tov L'Tzadikim L'Asa Lavo. I know, I believe in Schar V'Onesh. I believe that the Schar for Mitzvahs. Aval Eini Yodeihem Yesh Li Chelek B'neihem. I'm not sure about myself, though. Imlav or not? Question mark. So we see the attitude of David HaMelech. Lo chassid ani. What do you mean? He knows that. He says he's not sure. He's not worried if he's amongst the righteous. Answers the Gemara. No, he knows he's magialo and he deserves it. But shem yigra machet. He's worried that he earned it, but then he lost it. Maybe he lost it. Nobody's perfect. And David HaMelech himself, so much of Tehillim is all about his reaction to the Chet of Batsheva. Kidur Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, Rabbi Yaakov Aridi. And just by the way, David HaMelech, even when he died, Hashem still hadn't told him that he accepted his tshuva from Batsheva. Right? When did David know? Hashem says, after you die, you'll know. Remember the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed, where the Gemara said that Shlomo HaMelech, when he wanted to bring the Aron into the Kodesh Kadashim, and Shlomo HaMelech wants the doors to open. The doors aren't opening. He says, "Sushar Mashechem, open your doors. Open it." The doors aren't opening. He says, "In the schus of me, in the schus of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov." Finally, he says, "Beschus David Avdi." The doors open. The Aron goes in. And at that moment, the Gemara says that all Klai Yisrael knew that David had a kapara. So he didn't even have it in his lifetime. That he and the rest, the whole second half of his life, he was paying for it. The whole Shmuel Aleph, and Shaul's trying to kill him, and Shmuel Beis with Amnon and Tamar, and Avshalom. Chazal said that's all a punishment for David and Bathsheba. So he says, Shem Yigra Machet, Kid Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, Rav Yaakov Bar Idi Rami, because Rav Yaakov Bar Idi has the following contradiction. Ksiv Anochia, Hine Anochi Imcha. I'm going to guard you wherever you go. Viksiva, you're Yaakov Ma'od. So Hashem promises Yaakov that he's going to be with him on the way down. And he says, but you're Yaakov Ma'od. He was very scared. Omar Hashem, Yigra Machet. Same thing by Yaakov, so too by David HaMelech. Right? The Me'iri says right here, the Me'iri is always, these types of Gemaras, the Me'iri always just sums it up. In a word, saying what the message, what the Musar was supposed to learn from this Gemara, says the Me'iri. Af al pi sha'adat yoda adam ba'atzmo shu chasid. Lo yehe batuch ba'atzmo kol kach. We should never be so sure of ourselves. We can feel good, this positive confidence, but we always have to think we can do more. Ashi yisrasho betfilo v'sach ha'gminas chasad. Am I did enough? And David did enough. Did enough stock ha'gminas chasid. Ela olam yiras adam es atzmo kechote kishogeg. We always have to have the attitude of we could do more, and whatever we did, Baruch Hashem, we was okay to do it, but we always have to do more like David HaMelech says. Period. Finishing up this section. Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavar Am Zukanisa. The pasuk we say in Shacharis. Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, until the nation of God passes Zubir Rishona. That's an allusion. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he's saying Az Yashir, says this is allusion to the first Knisa to Eretz Yisrael with Yehoshua. Ad Yavar Am Zukanisa, Zubir Shnia. This is a reference to the second entrance to Ezra and Nehemiah going back. Mikan Amru Chachamim. You see this comparison in the pasuk. So what do you see from this? The Jews were zocha, would have been zocha, should have been zocha to have the nisan that happened in Knesset Rishona with the 31 kings and all the nisan that occurred by Knesset Rishona. They could have been zocha to that by Ezra when they went in after Galus Bavel. Ela shagar machet, but they weren't zocha. Why? Chet. What was the chet? They didn't come. They didn't come. That was the chet. They didn't come. They weren't zocha to the nisan. Period. Just one ha'ara, the Meshech Chachma, right on this pasuk. Ad Yavar Ab Chashem, Ad Yavar Mizukhanisos, he talks about the two bias, the bias Rishon and the bias Shnia. There's a Rambam that is much discussed. The Rambam says that we paskin, bias Rishona, Kedusha Rishona, lo kitshala silavo. The Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha, no, 70 years, the Kedusha left. But Kedusha Shnia, Kedusha Rishona, kitshala silavo. The Kedusha stays. It's just stayed. Why? What's the difference? The Rambam says, because the first one was with what was called chazaka. It was with force. Jews conquered going in, so when they were conquered going out, it was lost. But the second kibush was with, well, the kibush was with chazaka, with the settlement. They didn't fight a war. When Ezra went back up with the Bnei Israel that went up, they went in and they settled. Settlement, chazaka, that stays. That stays, that's stronger. So all the Mefarshim try to figure out exactly what's stronger about Chazaka than about Kippush. The Rambam says it's Zinuchas Beis HaBechira. That's his Lashon. And all the Kesef Mishnah, I think we had a Daf Bein Shir about this, I don't remember. If not, we'll have maybe another one. What the difference is between Kippush and Chazaka. But the Meshech Chachma on this pasuk right here, he says just the opposite. He thinks the opposite is true. The first one was greater. But if you have a larger balloon, which you pop, it makes a bigger pop than if you have a smaller balloon. It's more delicate. Something that is more holy and more kadosh and higher up, that's even greater. And then when it's lost, it's even worse. He gives a mashal. Gemara in Bukhara says that a Leviya, a Bas Levi, that's Nivala Lapasola, Pasla, but she could still lead Meiser Rishon. A Kohenes, that's Nivala Lapasola, the Gemara says, Havile Kizara. She's like a Yisraelis. She not only cannot eat Truma, she can't even eat Meiser Rishon, which is a Leviya. Meaning she's so holy, a Kohenes, a Bas Kohen, she's Nivel al-Apostola, so she loses everything. So that's what he says, the really Chazaka with the Nisim, like the Gemara says here, that was greater. But because it was greater, that's why it was lost in a greater fashion. Okay, back to Maseches Brachos. Second to last line, we're back to the Mishnah. The Chachamim Omer Mad Chatzos. The Chachamim say until Chatzos. Remember the 3 days in the Mishnah. What is the ending time for Kriya Shema? Is it the first Mishmar? That's how we got into this whole little side point. That's how this first parak is. Right? Many Baruch Hashem, a lot of Agadata. After Kachem and Taurus, think right? We deserve a little bit of Maseches Brachos. Baruch Hashem. Every daf. Okay. So Chachamim Mad Chatzos. The Chachamim say until Chatzos. is the time for Kriya Shema. So Gemara says, Chachamim Kaman Svir Lahu. Who do the Chachamim hold like in terms of how you interpret the Pasuk in Chumash that tells me what the Zman is for Kriya Shema? It says, B'shach Laho V'kumecha. So what does that mean? Does that mean when people are going to sleep or when people are still sleeping? Those are the two choices, right? How else can you interpret those words? So, Kaman Svir Lahu. This Chachamim, this middle Shita, who is it? So, Rabbi Eliezer Svir Lahu. If they hold like Rabbi Eliezer, who says that is when people go to sleep, Lame Rabbi Eliezer. So they should say like Rabbi Eliezer, meaning only the first section of the night. Rabbi Gamliel Svir Lahu. And if they hold like Rabbi Gamliel, Lame Rabbi Gamliel. They should say, Zman Shchiv, as long as people are still sleeping. So, what is this middle Shita? So, La'olam, La'olam k'Rebbe Gamliel. Really, the halacha is like Rebbe Gamliel. They hold fundamentally like Rebbe Gamliel, meaning as long as people are sleeping. Svir lahu. V'hadak amri ad chatzos, k'id lahakik was adam in ha'avira. Why do they say until chatzos? To distance people from ha'avira. K'id tanya, as the Brisa says, chacham asus yag l'divrehem, chacham made a fence for their words. Right, first Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, asus yag l'Torah. K'dei shelo ye adam b'amen asad b'arev. So somebody doesn't come from the field at night, v'yomer, elech l'beisi. Let me go home. The ochel kima, I'll eat a little bit. The eshtek kima, I'll drink. The ishan kima, let me get ready. Let me eat a little bit, rest a little bit. V'yachachachach kriyishma v'espalo. And then I'll say kriyishma and davin. V'chodfas hashena, what's going to happen? Sleep is going to overtake us. V'nimsa yashin kol ha'layla. And we're going to sleep. Aval, what should a person do? Rather, adam b'min asadeh, b'erep, somebody comes from a long day after work, nichnas l'beis ha'knesses. He goes to shul and he davins. Imraga likros karev, imraga lishna shone, and if you usually learn Torah Shebichsav, learn Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh, learn Mishnah, v'kore kriyashma, umispalel, say kriyashma, davin, v'ocha pito umavarech. And then go home and eat supper. Umavarech. Hey, we're worried. V'chala over, al divi chachamim chayiv misa. Wow, strong lashon. Somebody violates this or chayim misa, the Gemara said. That's a pretty strong lashon. Ma'ishna v'chol duchta zlok tani chayim misa. U'ma'ishna ha'cha tuk tani chayim misa. Why here does it say chayim misa? Usually it just says you got to listen to the rabbis. Here, if you don't chayim misa, so the Gemara says, because two ideas. Number one, ibayi seima mishum di'ika ones shena. Number one, because sleep is a big taiva. We know people, we're all tired at night. Right, is there any day in the morning we wake up we're not tired? We're always tired. Right, so all the night we just want to relax a little bit. We want to fall on the couch. So the Gemara says there's such a taiva to do that. So we have to emphasize it the other way. We better say Kriya Shema. We better daven before we get involved in all of our other pursuits. Again, halacha lamaisa. If somebody has a kavua minyan they go to, they're allowed to go and eat supper and do something. If they don't have a kavua minyan, so they either have to daven or eat daven Kriya Shema beforehand, or set an alarm at least. Set an alarm. Sometimes it comes up by Hanukkah candles also. We're going to have later on also, Enem Masechta Shabbos, about doing mitzvos before eating or doing sleeping, doing anything before the zman for a mitzvah comes. How do we do? Let's say I daven mincha late afternoon every day. How do I do anything in the afternoon? The answer is, because if I have a kavua minyan, it's okay. Or I set an alarm, it's okay. I just need shmira. So, Ibai Seima Mishudika One Shena, one answer. Ibai Seima, La Fuki Mimanta Amar, Tfilas Arvis Rishus, Kamash Malan Dechova. Other answer gets us into a Shas topic. The main sugya, this comes up later on in Daf Chav Zayin. The Gemara says, there's a machlokes about Mairiv. Shachris and Mincha, you have to daven. Is that a daraisa? Is that a drabanan? Also a machlokes. Not for now, but Mairiv, the Gemara says, at least originally, Tfilas Arvis Rishus. Be'ed Hashem, the Daf Be'in Shir this week is going to be on that topic. What does it mean, Tfilas Arvis Rishus versus Chova? Major machlokes Rishonim. Does it mean something inherent in the Tfilah that's different? Or is it just about the Chova Sagavra? Right, that's something that we'll talk about here. Tosfos here discusses how we say Baruch Hashem La'olam. That goes back to Tosfos right here. Tosfos right here, Baruch Hashem La'olam, discusses, oh, Tfilas Arvis Rishus, so we're allowed to say it. Baruch Hashem La'olam. The Vilna Gaon was not happy about that. The Minhag of Eretz Yisrael is not to say Baruch Hashem La'olam, but it's in Tosfos right here. The Gaonim said Baruch Hashem La'olam because, Tfilas Arvis Rishus. But the Gemara is saying, La'afuki, to go against that Tfilah. To go against that, she had Tfilas Arvis Rishus. The Gemara here is taking the stand of Kamash Malan de Chova. Period. Just halach lamaisa. We finished the Zman for Kriyashma. So what is the Zmanim for Kriyashma? Is there any lechadchila to say Kriyashma earlier in the night? Let's say I'm going to be up all night. I'm not eating. So the Shulchan Aruch has the three different levels. Lechadchila, this is in Reish Lamed Hei, Hilchos Kriyashma. Sarech lios likros Kriyashma miyad ha-pitzei zakal chavim. We should say Kriyashma as early in the night as possible. Right, that's number one.
Rav Chaim Kanievsky davens the earliest he can every single moment. He davens Vasikin, Shachris. He davens 1:30 or 12:30, Mincha, right away, the earliest, every, and then he davens the earliest Ma'ariv. Right away, Zerizah Makdim and Lemitzvahs. Right here, Lachan Chilo, Tesegrisha, Miyad, Betezak Al-Chavim. Number one. Number two, Vizmana Ar Chatzi Alayla. Shulchan Aruch. The Zman is until Chatzos. V'yim Abar, V'yicher, V'kash, Lo Abar HaShachar, Yotza. Third level. After Chatzos, you will Yotze. Those are the three levels. Right away, as soon as you can, before Chatzos, the rest of the night you're Yotze. The Bir Halacha here notes that many Rishonim don't pass on like Chachamim. Right, many Rishonim, he says, points out that if you're doing something, if you're in the middle of something, it's not so bad to wait till after Chatzos, if you're in the middle of something. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Chachamim. Right? Lahakas on the Minavera. But the Bir Halacha does point out that there are Rishonim that don't, that pass like Rabbi Gamliel. They don't pass like the Chachamim. So, again, we shouldn't feel so bad. We should try to do it before Chatzos. 2:00 Right, 2:00 Meirev. Right, if somebody wants to dive with a minion, they have a Chiyuv. So, whatever it is. Obviously, before Chatzos, generally should be, something that would be advisable. But that is, that's the three levels, the three tiered levels of Halacha L'maisa. Good, we continue. Omar Mar, what did we just say in the Brisa? Kori Kriya Shema Mispalel, should go and say Kriya Shema and Davin, and then go about your business. So this is also alluding to us, another, again, all these major topics. Messiah Leder Rabbi Yochanan, Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Ezeo Ben Olam Haba, who is a Ben Olam Haba? Zasomech Geula Latfila Shel Arvis. Somebody who connects Geula to Arvis, to Tfila Shel Arvis. The Mepharshim here point out that it's not a din in Dafka Arvis. It's Michas Geula Latfila. A Ben Olam Haba is somebody who is Somek Gula Latfila. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about even Ma'ariv. Even Ma'ariv, not only in the morning, Gol Yisrael, but even Ma'ariv, Smichas Geula Latfila. Right? This is a huge topic, maybe just a touch on two or three points. Number one, the question is, what's so special about, you know, Smichas Geula Latfila? We're going to make a list. This is number one. Ben Olam Haba is in Maseches Brachas. What makes you a Ben Olam Haba? This is, we're going to have two on this Amud. This is number one. Ben Olam Haba, Smichas Geula Tefila. What is so great about Smichas Geula Tefila? So Rashi here quotes the Yerushalmi. Not so common. Rashi goes to Yerushalmi. So what's the Yerushalmi? Yerushalmi is, gives a mashal. He says, an ani goes and gets into an usher's house. And he goes and he knocks on the door. Hello, hello, can you please help me? And right when he's waiting there for a few minutes, and he says, please, you're the best, you're the greatest, I know you can help me, you can help me. And right when the balabayas is, you know, comes to open the door, the ani runs away. We see Pesuk of the Zimran, we see Berachas Kriya Shema, Hashem Elokeichem, Emes, and we get all ready, and we're knocking on the door. Ezra Savoseinu, told me, Micha Mocha, Baruch Hashem Gal Yisrael. See you later. We do everything. We're about to say, Tefillah, Omei Lefnei Hashem. And then if we're Masik, it's like we're running away. Yerushalmi says, that's what we're Maratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we turn away. So that's Smichas Geula Tefillah. That is the Yerushalmi. If you look in Rabbeinu Yonah as well discusses the importance of Smichas Geula Tefillah. Where Rabbeinu Yonah says, on Bezim Abez, Ukshimaski, Yisias Mitzrayim, Umispalo Miyad Mare, Yisias Gul Tefillah, I recognize that just like Hashem redeems me then, so I recognize that He can still redeem me now. Gaul Yisrael, I talk about Yisias Mitzrayim, I go right into Tefillah, into Shevach Bakasha Hodah, so that's a reflection of Emunah. If I put the Geula next to the Tefillah, Rabbeinu Yonah says, that is a reflection of Emunah. Smichas Geula Litfila. Huge discussion. Let's wait and see. In a few minutes, we'll add that in. Okay. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Omar. Tfilas Be'emsa Tiknum. Just by the Gemara says, what does it mean? Kore Kriyashma Mispalel? That's an allusion to Smichas Geula. Kriyashma means with Gal Yisrael. And Tfila going right into Shemona Esrei. But Rabbi Shua ben Levi argues, Tfilas Be'emsa Tiknum. No, there's only Smichas Geula Tfila in the morning. At night, Shmona Esrei comes first, and then Kriya Shema. Be'emsa Tiknum, meaning Kriya Shema has to start and end your day. Shmona Esrei are in between. But my commitment, what's this machlokas? Whether the Smichas Geula Tefillah at night or not? Yibai say Makro, Yibai say Masvara. Two suggestions. Yibai say Masvara. Some say they're arguing about logic. Rabbi Yochanan Savar, Geula Me'urta Nami Havi. Rabbi Yochanan holds that the Geula started the night before. The full Geula only took place till the morning. But it started the night before. That's why you go by both. Just clicked. I don't remember which sheet it was. The Gemara in Tainus about Tisha B'Av, we should write one of the Mamorim. I don't know if it was, might have been Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah. Rabbi Yochanan, it was Rabbi Yochanan, right? Rabbi Yochanan says, if it was up to me, I would be Koveya the 10th of Av. But because it started on the 9th, you know, we also go by the 9th. The same Rabbi Yochanan. Right? So the Iker, the Iker is the day one, because that's when it finished. That's like he said, I would be Koveya the 10th of Av as the fast. But also the night before also, because that's when it started. It's also a similar, when it was a process. But that's Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Savar, Kivan to Lohavi Elamitzafra Lohavi Gulam Al Yasa. Right, since the real ultimate geula happened at in the morning, so you wait till the morning. You know what? You could say the machlokas is about, is it about the process or about the result? Rabbi Yochanan's focused on the process. Rabbi Shuvan Levi is focused on the result. That's either svar. If I say makra, shvishnei mikra lecha darshu, or based on the pasuk, and they both darshu in the same pasuk. Tichsev b'shach b'chov u'kumecha. Rabbi Yochanan savar makish shchiva l'kima. Rabbi Yochanan says b'shach b'chov u'kumecha. We compare shchiva, going to sleep, l'kima, to waking up. Ma kima, just like when I wake up, kriyashma v'achagach tefila. First I say kriyashma, then tefila. Av shchiva nami kriyashma v'achagach tefila. So too, when I go to sleep, it's first kriyashma, then tefila. It's parallel. Rabbi Shua ben Levi savar, no, makish shchiva l'kima in a different way. Ma kima. Kriyashma samach lemita. So just like kima, I say kriyashma, kabbalah malach shemaim first before tefila. Av shchivinami. So that when I go to sleep, kriyashma samach lemita. So that when I go to sleep, kriyashma is close to my bed. So I switch the order. The beginning and end of my day is supposed to be surrounded by kabbalah malach shemaim. Good. Hopefully we'll have a shiur on Smichas Gula Tefillah also relating to some of the other inyanim as well. But first we'll continue now. Masa marbrei deravina. 1 second. Smichas Gula Tefillah. But look at the next Mishnah. Ba'erev, in two Mishnahs, the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph. Ba'erev, Mevarech Shayim Lefanev, Vashayim Lacharev. We know by Ma'ariv every night, we say two brachas after Shema. Gal Yisrael and Hashkivenu. Vim Amrit, Boy Lismoch, Haloka Samach, Gula Tfila, to Haboy Lamemar, Hashkivenu. Question mark. Understand? In the morning, Gal Yisrael, boom, we go right into Shmon Asrei. But at night, we have a Hefzeh, we have Hashkivenu. What's Hashkivenu doing there? That's a break between Gal Yisrael and Shmon Asrei. Amri says the Gemara, no. Kiva the Takinu Rabban Hashkivenu. Once the Rabbanan instituted Hashkivenu, Kigula Arichta Damye. It's an extension of the Geula. It's Geula Arichta, and therefore it's not called a Hefsik. How is the Geula Arichta? What does Hashkivenu have to do with Geula? It's a beautiful Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says right here that when was Hashkivenu written? It was written when Bnei Yisrael were huddled in their houses on the night of Makas Bechoros. And they heard the screaming outside, and they were davening for divine protection. They said, "Hashchiveinu Hashem Elokeinu l'shalom, amideinu makinu l'chayim, ufros aleinu." You realize what the word "v'hatzar mimenu dever v'cher v'rav v'yagon." It was during Makas Becharos. That's when they wrote this. So it was written b'shas geula. That's why it's geula richta. It was written b'shas geula. So that's why it's just an extension of Gal Yisrael. Rabbeinu Yonah says it has to do with geula. So, Hashkivenu is Gula Rechta, so you kind of stretch the Gal Yisrael. And the Gemara says, now similarly, the Ilote Mahachi, if you don't say this, if you don't say that there are extensions allowed, I'll ask you another question. Shachras Hechi Matzi Samech. You have a problem in the morning too. V'ha Amar Rabbi Yochanan, V'tchila Amar Hashem Svasai Tiftach, V'lo Basofu Amar Yila Ratzon. Right, you have Shem Svasai and Yila Ratzon also at the end. Isn't Hashem Svasai, isn't that a Hefzik? Amri Bordu Imri El Yoz Imri Fi. Ela hasam, but what? Kima zakina rabbana lameima Hashem svasai tiftach. Okay, tefila arichta damye. Hashem svasai is a tefila arichta. We stretch the Shmona Esrei. So we stretch in both directions. We stretch Shmona Esrei. Hashem svasai is tefila arichta. So hachanami kima zakina rabbana lameima Hashkivenu kigula arichta damye. Since the rabbana enacted Hashkivenu is kigula arichta damye. Period. In the Rishima Shiurim, which just came out. Rishima Shiurim on Brachas from Rav Soloveitchik of Rechman Sefer just came out, so I'm not going to go through it now, but he talks about what does it mean that Yila Ratzon is a Tefila Arichta. Does that mean they were Koveya, really? It has the same halachas as Shmon Esrei? Hashem Sfasai, you started Shmon Esrei already. Or is it an introduction to Tefila? It's a Tefila Arichta, but it's still an introduction to Tefila, but it's not Tefila itself. With various dafkaminas. Are there any differences in terms of Hashem Sfasai and the rest of tefillah? And you can ask the same thing with the Yila Ratzon afterwards. Is it a PS, or is it really part of Shmona Esrei? There's a big discussion on Halacha L'maisa. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch does not quote any of the psukim that we say Friday night. V'shamru, v'idaber Moshe, all those extra psukim after Hashkivenu. And that's where the Vilna Gaon says, you know why it doesn't quote it? Because it's a hefsik. It's nowhere in Shas. Nowhere in Shas we have those psukim mentioned. The Gemara explains Hashkivenu, but that's bad enough. But all these psukim, so the Vilna Gaon says, don't say them. The Shulchan Aruch leaves them out. The Torah, though, has v'shamru. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote the Torah, but the Torah, before the Shulchan Aruch, quotes v'shamru. And he says it's not a hefsek. Why? Because the Gemara in Shabbos that says, if B'nai Yisrael keep two Shabbosos, m'yan nigolin. So that's why v'shamru is also gula arichta. So that's all the Torah quotes. But then the Achronim step in, and they're like, so what about the rest of it? What about Tiku? What about Vaidabar Moshe? So the Prisha and the Drisha on the bottom of the Torah says, what about Vaidabar Moshe? So they say, oh, all Yom Tovim are Zechel Yisrael Mitzrayim. Okay, so that's also Geula. And then they say, oh, what about Rosh Hashanah? What about Rosh Hashanah? That's not... So, and Yom Kippur, those two. So it's a beautiful. So the Levush... But first, the preacher and the Jews say, Tikka b'chod the shofar, because shofar, the shofar, Tikka b'shofar, gadol al-chei reseinu. That's also connected to Geula. Again, but then the Levush ends off, the last line. The Levush says, what about Yom Kippur? That's not Zeichel Yisrael Mitzrayim, that's not. So the Levush says, Ein lecha Geula yoser mizeh, Geulas ha-nefesh. So he says, that's why it's Geula Rechta. Okay, these are all defenses. But Meikar Adin, that's why many have the psukim. It's a Melech Yisrael to say it. So that's why there are millions of Jews that say the psukim. So that's why we're not arguing. But if one doesn't have a minhag, this is the basis why it's not in Shulchan Aruch. There is one other suggestion, and then we'll finish up. The Rashba writes in a tshuva relating to something similar. Maybe these psukim are like the Gabbai screaming out, right? Yalla v'yavo! Right? So this is to remember, to want people to say the special Shmona Esrei. Vaidara Moshe! So if that's true, then it's not a hefsek. Right, that's the function that it serves. So maybe if like that Rashbos, that would be a defense of all of these psukim. Okay. Amr Belazar Riavina, here's number two. Kalomer Tila David Bechal Yom Shalosh Pamim Muftach Lo Shul Ben Olam Haba. Second one, what makes you an Olam Haba? Smichas Gula Tfila and saying Ashrei every day. Saying Ashrei every day. After Pnei Yeshua, that's pretty simple. Just say Ashrei. One way tickets. The Pnei Yeshua obviously says here, you have to appreciate what we're saying. If I appreciate Ashrei, if I say the Pesukim properly and I realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything, it's a beautiful Lashon here. The Pnei Yeshua says that's what Ashrei is about. It's not just magic. If I say Ashrei three times, twice in the morning and once in the afternoon. If you look in the Rambam's formulation, he doesn't just say, he says Tila LeDavid, I forgot the exact Lashon, but he includes all the Halalukas. It's not just Ashrei. It's that whole section of Pesukim Zimra. That is Muftach Lo Shul Ben Olam, Ben Olam Haba. Look, a number of people asked me on Thursday night, is there going to be a Chashukei Chemer on Brachas? You know, we like all those Shilas. So Baruch Hashem, yes there is. There's a Chashukei Chemer on Brachas. So the first Shilah we have for this Masechta. He had a Shilah. Bal Tshuva She'en Lo Siddur. There was a Bal Tshuva that was just becoming from. He didn't have a Siddur. He didn't know Ashrei by heart. Hayim Yish Lo Tachlef. But he learned this Maimar Chazal already, that you go to Olam Haba if you say Ashrei three times. Is there a substitute? Is there anything else he could say instead of Ashrei in order to gain us Olam Haba that day? Let's keep that question in mind. Let's read the next Gemara. So, my time, Ilema. So why is Ashrei so crucial? Ilema, Mishum de Isiba Aleph Beis. Is it because it has the whole Seder of the Aleph Beis? So, Neima, there is a better one. Ashrei Timim Mederech. Tatasya B'taman Yafin. So say Kuf Yates. That's Aleph Beis times 8. Right, so if you want to say the Aleph Beis is so great, what does Aleph Beis symbolize? We'll get to that in a minute. Elamishum de Isne Poseiches Yodecha. Is it because it says Poseiches Yodecha? Great pasuk. Name a Hawa Gadol. Say what we say every Shabbos morning. Dechsev be nosin lechem lechol basar. It's Elamishum de Isne Tarti. It has both. It's the Aleph Beis and it has Poseiches Yodecha. So Rav Yashiv says if he has either of these prakim. That could also maybe be a substitute. Rav Zilberstein. I don't know why he would know these by heart and not Ashrei. But either way, maybe if he has this part of Tehillim and not the others, maybe he had a Tehillim Mechulak. He only had one little portion. But he says that possibly could be the Tachlif. Beautiful Meshach Chachman, beginning of Bechukosai, and then we'll finish in 2 minutes. Meshach Chachman notes that the Gemara says that if you say Ashrei every day here, you're Ben Olam Haba. The Gemara says in Pesachim, if you say Hallel every day, you're a Machari from Magadeh. If you're a blasphemer, you're a heretic. What's the difference? They're both Tehillim. Ashrei is Tehillim and Hallel is Tehillim. So says the Meshech Chachma that Ashrei is about nature. It's about Hashem acting every day. Hallel is about Kodesh Baruch Hu, Nosim Lechem Lechol Basar, Shebishaflenu Zachar Lanu. It's about all the Nisim and Niflos. says, if I only recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the miraculous, says, Harei Zeh Machari from Agadef. That's why we don't say Hallel every day. You say it once in a while. You say Ashrei every day. He says, that's where the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of nature. He says, and that's the Aleph Beis. Aleph Beis means a complete perfect system. Aleph and Beis and Gimel and Dalid. That's part of the message of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of nature from A to Z. From A to Z, from Aleph to Tav. He says, that's the message of Aleph Beis. Period. Why do we skip the Nun in Ashrei? Because it talks about the fall of the Jews. Right, it's a euphemism. Right, Nafal, we fail, and Bnei Yisrael are not going to get up. So that's a pasuk in Amos that starts with a Nun, and that's negative about Klal Yisrael, so we leave it out. Yes, the Mefarshim point out there are many good psukim with a Nun, there are many other psukim with other letters. Okay, this is what the Gemara picks up. In Eretz Yisrael, they interpret the pasuk differently. Maybe they fell, they're not going to fall again. Kum b'sulas Yisrael. Okay, there's even a way to interpret this pasuk, this Nun pasuk positively. Okay, but we still leave you out the Nun. David HaMelech left it out. Amar Abdachman Bar Yitzchak, Afilu Hachi Chazar David, V'samchan Baruch HaKodesh. Even though he didn't say a Nun Pasuk, he hinted to the Nun in the next Pasuk. Dershin Emar, Sameich Hashem, L'chol HaNoflin. To the Noflin. Good, one more section. Amar Abelazar Bar Avino, Goldo Mashin Emar, B'Michael, Yosef Mashin Emar, B'Gavriel. Michael, what's said about the Malach Michael, is greater than what's said about the Malach Gavriel. Michael has special powers. By Michal it says that Yishayahu said one of the Sraphim flew to me. It took him two flyings, not just one. It's a double lashon of flying. My mashma the high echad Michalu. How do you know the first pasuk is talking about Michael? I'm Rabbi Yochanan and Asya echad echad. Ksiv hacha vayof. Eli Echa Menasrafim, Fixifasa, Mine Michael Echar Asarim, Harishon and Bala Azraini. That's why Michael was quick. He did it with one and Gabriel with two. The Marsha here says Michael is Midas Harachamim. He goes to other sources. And Gabriel is Midas Adin. Gabriel symbolizing strength, Midas Adin. Kodesh Baruch will make sure Rachamim is quicker. Rachamim is faster. So he says, so Rachamim is even one jump, he's down on earth. Right? Gabriel takes two. Right, also I happen to know that sometimes people who name Michal have pretty, lot of energy. They're jumping around. Right, Michal, Gavriel is also strong, but he takes two. The Gemara says, Enzo of Tana, Michal ba'achas, even with one, Gavriel b'shtayim, Eliyahu ba'arba, Eliyahu Navi when he comes down in his neshama, ba'arba u'malachamavis b'shmona. Malachamavis is very slow. But, u'bishas ha'magefa ba'achas. Shas Magefa, he could come, right, the Mashris is coming, even be Achas. Good. Okay. Guess we'll have to stop here. I don't like to end with the Malacham of his Ba'achas, right? We don't, let's just, we're not supposed to end on a halacha. We're not supposed to end on aliyah with a negative. So maybe just one thing that I didn't get time to mention. Just one other ha'ara. On the back on Amad Aleph, it said, Mipibosha's Rebbe. Yafed Dante, Yafed Chiyafti. Are you allowed to say your Rebbe's name? Mipibosha's Rebbe. I'm allowed to say your Rebbe's name. So that's the Shulchan Aruch says, though, if you give him a title, you know, so then somebody's showing me, Rosh is Rebbe. And it comes up. Somebody's a Gabbai and they're calling up their father or their Rebbe to an Aliyah. So some people say, Yamod, Avimori, Shlishi. Some people don't even say the name. But other people say, Yamod, you give the name, Avimori, or Moreno Harav, whatever. If you give a title, so then it is okay as well. Right? Because he's fine. The Torah points, the Achronim point out that the Torah always quotes his father, the Rosh. He says, V'aviya, Adonai Avi, Rosh Zal. So they say, because he called him the Rosh. He called him the Rosh. It doesn't just say, Asher says. Right? He gave him a title. So if you give somebody a title, then you're able to quote him. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Baruch Hashem, this is Maseches Brachos, jam-packed. And Baruch Hashem will continue tomorrow. Hopefully, sometime later this week, I will get a day ahead, like I try to stay in the summer. So I'll try probably one of the days that time allows. But Baruch Hashem will be continuing again, still on Project Sinai for now, but hopefully on the OU website very soon. Again, these two months, I'm sponsored, L'Zeichan Ishvas Menachem Yitzchak Orlinsky, by the Orlinsky family. We thank them for the sponsorship.